Nothing gets by Stilinski, aka Styles had to get his awesome from somewhere, by Goddess of Birth, read by Petica. Summary, in which Sheriff Stilinski almost gives Styles a heart attack. Styles shoveled another spoonful of baked potato into his mouth as, across the table, his dad flipped through files and stabbed a piece of steak with his fork. It was Friday, the one day of the week he let his dad get away with eating crap without bitching. Mainly, it was because he felt guilty that he was home even less than he used to be, busy with Scott and stupid Jackson, and sort of werewolf but sort of not Lydia. Not to mention the sourest sour wolf of them all. So the one night a week he and his dad were actually home for dinner at the same time, he just smiles and lets the fat drip through his dad's arteries. Arteries. He had read something earlier in science class that made him think that there might be a way to dose the werewolves that would make their blood less susceptible to things like silver or freaking crazy urgent bullets. He still wasn't over the way Derek had looked with black shooting up his veins and oozing out his arm, and he'd really rather not repeat the experience. He'd tell Derek about it tonight, maybe see if Lydia had some other ideas. His dad interrupted his thought process just as it started to veer toward the beady-eyed glare Victoria Argent had given him as he passed her in the grocery store yesterday. So, I actually have this Sunday off. Awesome, Styles said, and he meant it. His dad worked too much, and Styles never stopped worrying every time he went on shift that he wouldn't be making it home. I'm thinking we should have a real breakfast together. Pancakes, bacon, the works. Styles' mouth started to water, because his dad's pancakes were good enough to be obscene. Back when his mom was alive, Sunday breakfast was a family tradition, something they never missed. It was only afterward that his dad had started taking double shifts and drinking too much, and looking at Styles in a way that meant he was just as worried about Styles disappearing as Styles was freaked out about him dying. No, yeah, that'd be great. Scrambled eggs, too? The pack was supposed to be doing training exercises then, but it wasn't like he was strictly necessary for those, so he had no qualms about skipping. He stuffed in another mouthful of potato as his dad nodded. And I thought we could invite Derek. A lump of half-chewed potato plopped onto Styles' plate in a way that was probably really, really unattractive, due to his mouth falling open as his eyes popped wide. He hastily chewed and swallowed. Derek Hale? His attempt at casualness failed when his voice rose and cracked on the hail, like a choir boy just kicked in the balls. Why would we want to invite him? Well, his dad wiped his mouth on a napkin and took a sip from the Jack and Coke at his elbow. Since he's been climbing in and out of your window every night for the last 3 weeks, I thought he might enjoy using the front door for once. Also, why is he the only one braving the drugstore to buy condoms? Man up and do your part. What? No, ridiculous. Derek Hale? His dad forked another piece of steak into his mouth as he waited impassively for Styles' rambling protest to wind down. And finally, Styles just slumped into the chair. They'd been, like, really, really careful. Hence the Derek and the drugstore bit. How do you even know? Son, I'm the sheriff. I know everything that happens in my jurisdiction, especially things concerning you. He pinned Styles with his "I am the law, fear and tremble" stare. Styles just grinned weakly around his glass of water, because nope, thank God, there were still some secrets in this town. Not that this wasn't bad enough. This was so, so bad enough. Because hell or high water, Derek's ass was going to be sitting at the table come Sunday. Styles had come into his inability to accept no as an answer by way of his dad. His father had opened another file folder when he continued offhandedly. And maybe while Derek is here, he and I can discuss if there's any way the sheriff's department can make it easier on him while he tries to control that pack of his. That's a lot of responsibility for someone so young. Water spewed from Styles' nose as he choked and made noises akin to a camel dying. And his dad smiled like the evil, evil man he was. Everything, Styles. Everything. Oh God, he was so fucked. Styles jiggled his leg as he listened to the phone ring, which in turn made the desk shake, so that at exactly the same time as Derek picked up, his stapler crashed down from its precarious position on the printer, bringing a stack of paper and a can of pens with it. Jesus, fuck, fuck, he muttered, going down on hands and knees to try and pick them up while cradling the phone between his ear and shoulder. Derek's voice was gruff and abrupt as usual. What do you need, Styles? And really, after the conversation he just had, he was at the end of his rope, and so he snapped the first thing through his head. Really? You know, Derek, you've been sucking my dick for the past 3 weeks, so you think we can move past the asshole greeting and maybe just say, hey, how's it going? Or even, how was your day? Jesus, sometimes I don't even know why I put up with you. There was nothing but stiff silence on the other end, because of course Derek could care less. But Styles still felt the need to apologize. Look, I'm sorry, just a little stressed out right now. And also on about 3 times his normal dose of Adderall, but Derek didn't need to know that. Styles, Derek repeats, what do you need? Right. Best to get right down to business before he threw up. My dad says you have to come to breakfast Sunday. Styles swore he could feel the chill through the phone. Why would he say that? Rip the band-aid off all at once. Because he said you should use the front door instead of the window. Another beat of silence, and then, how? Look, I don't know, okay? He's got Jedi skills or something. But the point is, you need to be at my house Sunday morning. I can't. I have pack training. No. No, you do not. Styles' words picked up both speed and volume as he continued. Because I do everything. Everything your stupid pack needs. And you owe me. So I don't care if it's just some booty call for you and we're not dating. You will be here no later than 9. And you will sit and make nice and let my father pretend we're whatever he thinks we are. You got that? Again with the silence. But it felt different this time. Tense. Well, whatever. Derek could just suck up his lack of communication with the rest of humanity and suffer through this with Styles. Derek's response was weirdly quiet and measured. Who said we weren't dating? You? When you said... Styles was pretty proud of his Derek imitation, so he hammed it up for all it's worth. Styles, you need to understand that if we do this, I'm never going to take you to the movies, or hold your hand at lacrosse games, or whatever other teenage fantasy you have in your head. Which everyone knows is code for, I want to fuck you, but not be seen in public with you. And I acknowledged my understanding when I said, I don't care. Which again, code for apparently I have such low self-esteem and lack of self-respect that I'm willing to take whatever part I can get. Is this ringing any bells? And oh my God, why are you still letting me keep talking? He let out a breath when he finally managed to put a lock on his runaway tongue. Way to let the crazy out, Styles. For a very, very long time, the only sound he heard was Derek breathing, and there was no way he could let the silence go on. Hey, how about you just pretend you didn't hear? That wasn't what I meant. I'm sorry. What? Derek made an aggravated noise. Never mind. It's not important. When's breakfast? 9. Like I said. Fine. I'll be there. The call disconnected. Again. Typical. And Styles let the phone drop to the desk. Piece of cake, he muttered, and then flopped on the bed and contemplated ritual suicide. It was 5 full minutes before he remembered he hadn't even told Derek the best part. Whatever. that was going in a text message. Styles, BTW, forgot to tell you, Dad knows. Derek, obviously. Styles, not that, about you guys getting hairy on the full moon. Derek, what? Styles thought someone should invent emoticons for werewolves, like ones with bushy eyebrows and pinched lips and angry jaws, because he could imagine the death glare Derek was giving his phone. Styles, you know your glare doesn't work over the phone, right? Bet you're wishing you were here to slam me into some walls, huh? It took so long for Derek to text back that Styles got distracted by the thought of wall presses and pinned hands and Derek's mouth, which is how things normally went these days. Finally, his phone chirped. Derek, you have no idea. How does he know? Hadn't Styles explained this before? Styles, told you, Jedi powers, which mean I'm going to be totally awesome when I get older. No reply. And not that Styles was actually worried Derek might do something to his dad for damage control, but he felt compelled to send a follow-up. Styles, don't worry. I think he wants to help. Totally should take him up on it. We could use it. Derek, we're fine. Styles snorted, because what they were was desperately dog-paddling to keep their heads above water, barely managing one crisis before the next one came at them. Not that Derek didn't do a good job, but his dad had a point. He sometimes forgot how young Derek was. Styles, I bet if you take him up on it, you won't look so constipated. Derek, did I mention how annoying you are? Styles smirked and typed out a jaunty, you know you love me. And when there wasn't any response after 10 minutes, he threw his phone back on the desk and opened Wikipedia. He didn't really expect Derek to show up that night, not after this, and so he refused to be disappointed when he was proven right. At 1 a.m., he finally shut the computer off and crawled into bed, pretending not to notice how long it took him to fall asleep. He spent the next day playing World of Warcraft and avoiding his dad until he left for the late shift, and then cracked open his calculus book for that test he was woefully unprepared for. 3 hours and a chewed pencil later, his windowsill creaked. He spun around to see Derek stepping into the room, with a duffel bag swung over his shoulder. Styles tried not to look surprised that he'd shown up, and instead raised a casual hand in greeting before gesturing to the bag. What's up? Derek let the duffel fall to the floor as he shrugged. I thought I'd stay. Styles blinked several times. What? Your dad knows, and I'm supposed to be here for breakfast. There's no use leaving just to come back. For the first time, he looked remotely hesitant. If that's okay. He still managed to make the question not a question at all. Yeah, sure. I mean, it makes sense, right? Styles was still trying to wrap his mind around actually sleeping with Derek. Not to mention, he really hadn't thought he would turn up until Sunday morning anyway. He chewed a little more on the pencil in his mouth, contemplating, and Derek gestured to his desk. What are you working on? Calculus, which, unfortunately, I really do have to do tonight. And then looking at things on different metal properties. I had an idea. Want to see? Derek dragged the chair from Styles' wall over to the desk, and for the next 2 hours, Styles did homework while Derek scrolled through the data he'd collected, stopping every once in a while to redirect Styles' focus back to matrices, which, to be fair, were nowhere near as interesting as potential immunity to Wolfsbane. Somewhere in the middle of the second hour, Derek's hand drifted over to rest on the back of Styles' neck, and his thumb began a steady up-and-down stroke over his pulse. Styles tried to concentrate on his calculus book. He really, really did. but he'd barely taken any Adderall at all that day, because Derek could smell it on him and always got an indecipherable tightness around his eyes when it was more than his normal dose. But that meant the only thing he could really focus on was the callus on Derek's thumb as he scratched across his skin. Finally, he gave up and threw his pencil down. "Dude, there's no way I can finish this if you keep doing that." It hit him suddenly that he hadn't heard any keys clacking in a while, and when he looked over at Derek, he was staring at him, his pupils blown wide. "Oh." "Good," Derek growled, and then yanked Stiles out of his chair and into his lap. Stiles automatically adjusted to straddle him, his hands burrowing into his hair. It scared him sometimes how easily he had figured out what to do, how to meet and match Derek, know exactly where he wanted Stiles and where Stiles wanted him. He shoved the thought down, which was pretty easy, seeing as how Derek's mouth was on his neck, right where his thumb had pressed. Derek. Derek had a thing about using his teeth and tongue to do bad, bad things to Stiles' brainwaves. But he was always careful to never mark him, never leave a trace of anything that wouldn't fade before the morning. Couldn't leave bruises when you didn't want anyone to know. Stiles knew that without asking. But this time, he latched down with his teeth and sucked. "Oh my... was Stiles' very unintelligible response. Because forget about brainwaves, this was doing bad, bad things with the connection between Derek's mouth, Stiles' nerve receptors, and his dick. Derek just rotated Stiles' neck to the side and nosed in further, never letting up on the combination of bite, suck, bite. "What?" Stiles finally managed to say. "Say, not moan, damn it. Why are you..." Derek gave him one last nip before moving to the other side of his neck, killing the rest of Stiles' sentence. "Because I want to." His voice vibrated against Stiles' throat, and then he nipped into that side too, repeated the whole maneuver. 5 minutes later, they were less a whole lot of clothes, and Derek stood, mouth still attached to Stiles, and walked them over to the bed. He dumped Stiles on the bedspread, and rummaged in his bag before producing a condom and lube. Stiles snickered, and Derek raised an eyebrow. Sorry, just... my dad said I should man up and stop making you buy all the condoms." Derek snorted and knelt over him, folding Stiles' leg at the knee and pulling it up to the side, leaving him wide open and exposed beneath him. "I agree. I'm tired of the church lady's judgmental stares. You can do it next time." While it was a fair complaint, why anyone thought locating the pharmacy across from the church was a good idea was beyond Stiles. The only thing Stiles caught was the implication that there would be a next time. He'd kind of assumed Derek would call the whole thing off after tomorrow, because it was becoming a whole mess of complicated. The kind Derek hadn't agreed to, and obviously didn't want. Sometimes he really didn't get Derek. But okay. Stiles wasn't going to complain. Then Derek's slicked up fingers was pressing inside, and that was the end of all rational thought until the next morning. Stiles woke up before it was even properly dawn. His front was freezing and his back was burning up. And it took him a moment to realize it was because not only was Derek a cuddler, his front plastered to Stiles' back and an arm and leg slung over him, but he was also a cover hog. Stiles reached back and tugged fruitlessly at the blanket wrapped over, under, and all around Derek. He finally resorted to elbowing Derek in the stomach and felt his body tense as he woke up. He expected Derek to roll away on his back, or at least shift to put some space between them. But instead, Derek chuffed as he practically nuzzled his face into the back of Stiles' neck and rolled his hips against him. "Hello, Morning Wood." "Why are you awake?" he mumbled, continuing to rock lazily into Stiles. Stiles would not be deterred. Okay, maybe a little deterred. especially when the arm around his chest slid down to more southern regions. But he still managed a manly protest. "Because you stole the blankets, you asshat, and I'm freezing." He tugged on his one lone corner of the comforter again, with just as unsuccessful results, and then Derek's hand slipped beneath his pajama pants. "I'll do a better job warming you up," he said, which was such a bad line. But Styles wasn't complaining. Everything felt sleepy and slow and comfortable, and Derek didn't hurry or flip him to his stomach, just languidly pulled his pants down and lifted Styles' leg back over his hip so that Derek could push his way inside. Derek bit his shoulders, his spine, all the while keeping up that slow, slow thrust. In contrast to the pace Derek had set, when Styles came, it was like freight trains, and he chewed frantically at the sheets as he curled in on himself at the intensity. There was a slight sting on the back of his neck, and he had the feeling Derek had left another hickey. He was sure of it when he felt Derek latch down hard on his nape as he stiffened with his own orgasm. "Better?" Derek asked hazily, his voice still sounding somewhere between sleep and wakefulness, while Styles knew he wouldn't be able to go back to sleep at all. "Yep, now I'm warm and sticky and sweaty. Not complaining, just saying. You can go back to sleep. I'm going to take a shower before Dad wakes up. Pretty sure this isn't something he should see." Knowing what Styles was up to was one thing. He didn't want to press his luck by shoving it in his dad's face. Derek made another unintelligible sound, which Styles took for agreement, before he burrowed back under the covers, and Styles slipped from the bed and out the door. He took longer in the shower than he should have, standing under the spray and stressing about what was going to happen next. Breakfast was a big enough worry, but now Derek was acting weird too, and Styles didn't know how to categorize it all. He thought longingly of the bottle of Adderall in the medicine cabinet, as his mind raced down 600 different paths, each ending worse than the last. Derek Glare versus less freaked out Styles did war for several seconds, but in the end, he finally got out of the shower and pulled the bottle from the medicine cabinet. Derek would be gone before it dissolved enough for him to smell it on him anyway. When he closed the mirror back, he did a double take at his image. Holy hell, he looked mauled! Dark, dark red marks marred either side of his neck, and by twisting around in something vaguely pretzeled shape, he could see a similar blooming on the back of his neck. He was going to have to invest in turtlenecks, because nobody was going to believe these were anything but what they were, and he was planning a long, yelling sort of speech at Derek about not making it harder for him to hide this whole thing than it already was, when he wrapped a towel around his waist and opened the door. Just in time to see his dad come up the stairs. At the same time, Derek stepped into the hall, shirtless and carrying a change of clothes. His father paused and looked between the two of them, his eyes narrowing when he saw Styles' neck. "Hey there, Dad, Father, Padre, Daddy-o, what's up?" He grinned winningly and leaned against the door frame, taking a moment to appreciate the fact that Derek looked even more uncomfortable than Styles felt, something a little akin to a deer caught in the headlights. "Styles?" His father gave him a look that promised they would talk about this later, before inclining his head in Derek's direction. "Derek, it's good to see you not in handcuffs."
"It's good not to be in them, sir."
Styles did a double take, because had Derek actually just heard his father? Styles was pretty sure he hadn't imagined that, not if the amused look on his dad's face was any indication. He thought his dad was having far, far too much fun torturing him, but Derek hadn't cracked a smile when he continued. "Styles tells me you wanted to talk about the pack." The sheriff interrupted Derek with a dismissive wave of his hand. "That can wait until after breakfast. I was coming to wake Styles up, but I can see you boys have already taken care of that. I'm going to start the pancakes. Come down when everyone is... dressed." Another not-quite glare at Styles, and then his dad headed back the way he'd come. Oh, God. Styles slumped against the door. He's gonna kill me. Half an hour later, Styles was seated next to Derek at the table, his dad opposite them. Even his impending doom couldn't stop Styles from putting heaping piles of pancakes, bacon, and eggs on his plate and poking Derek until he did the same. If he was going to die, he was going to do it well fed. There was no talking at first, because everyone was too busy eating. Yeah, his dad's breakfasts were that good. But the sheriff finally broke the silence, addressing Derek sincerely. I just wanted to say again how sorry I am for what happened with your family and your uncle. I don't know if you were aware I knew your parents. I think they would be proud of you. Styles just stared as Derek said quietly, "Thank you." I had to go through Kate Argent's things for the evidence locker. His dad had his eyes locked on Derek's face. She was a very disturbed woman. A lot of secrets. And then Styles wasn't even at the table anymore. Or he may as well not be, for the amount of attention he was being given. Derek's face. It went completely blank and white. And Styles didn't need to be a werewolf to see the quick intake of breath as his fingers curled deep into his thighs. What the hell? Styles reached out underneath the ledge of the table and put his hand over Derek's and darted a look at his dad, just in time to catch him giving Derek a nearly imperceptible head shake that Styles never would have seen if he hadn't been looking. Either that, or Styles' hand, or some combination of the two, worked, and the tension leached out of Derek's body. But Styles made careful note. He had missed something. Something his dad and Derek knew. Something about crazy Aunt Kate. Derek said calmly, "Something should stay secret." The sheriff inclined his head in capitulation. And some can royally screw things up if they aren't shared. And just when Styles was convinced the two of them were speaking in his foreign language, no one had bothered to teach him, his dad smiled and waved his fork between the two of them, completely shifting the topic. "So tell me, how'd you two get together?" Styles tried it out in his head. "Well, you see, Dad, Derek used to get pissed and slam me into walls, and then one time he slammed me into the wall when he wasn't pissed. And, well, you know." "Yeah, no, pretty sure that wasn't going to fly." Fortunately, Styles was a prepared sort of guy and had a nice cover story, one he'd really meant to share with Derek. But that was before he sucked his brain out of his dick last night. Derek was quick on the uptake, though, so it shouldn't be a problem. Styles opened his mouth, but Derek beat him to it. "He was there when I needed someone, even when I was being a jerk, and even when I didn't think I deserved help. I'd be an idiot to let someone like that go, and I'm not an idiot." Holy shit! Derek was good! Way better than Styles' story. Plus, he sounded totally sincere. Styles was going to have to do something nice for him after this. Like, maybe a thank you blowjob. Except it probably wasn't a good idea to be thinking about blowjobs and being on his knees for Derek while he was trying to talk to his dad. Derek looked at him with a raised eyebrow, and Styles didn't even want to think about what sort of scents were wafting off him. Except, of course, he kind of did. Because Derek really liked how he smelled, and it kind of turned Styles on when he'd tell him about it, usually in a rumbling, strained kind of voice, while he fucked into him. Oh yeah, that was nice. "What about you, Styles?" His dad stared at him, expectantly, and Styles mentally snapped his brain back and reached for his story. Except his brain was too full of Derek's sex, so instead of what he meant to say, something way too close to the truth popped out. "I feel safe with him." Both Derek and his dad blinked. Not that Styles could blame them. And his dad made a noise before, thank God, redirecting the conversation to less threatening avenues. Was Derek readjusting to life in Beacon Hills? Would he sell the Hale place and move into town? What did he do for fun? None of it required much input from Styles, and so he happily spent the next 10 minutes shoving pancakes and bacon and orange juice into his mouth in a disgusting display of growing teenager. True to his word, his dad didn't mention the werewolf thing, at least not until he had lulled Stiles into a false sense of security, into a belief that the breakfast was going to go smoothly, and that when it was over, he could escape to his room to die in peace. He should have known better. It was between Stiles putting jam on a piece of toast and bringing it to his mouth that his dad launched his next volley in the "Make my son choke to death on his food" campaign, even though he was addressing Derek and not Stiles. "I've been researching your kind, you know." Derek's eyebrows went up, and Stiles' dad chuckled. "You don't think Stiles' propensities came from nowhere, do you? We pulled together some pretty incredible science projects when he was in elementary, didn't we, son?" Indeed they had. "I play a little one-on-one with Chris Arjun at the gym twice a week. Did I ever mention that to you, Stiles? Hell of a ball player. Games probably take care of my cardio for the month. Anyway, he's amazingly talkative once he realized we have something in common." Holy mother of fuck. The sheriff looked at Derek, every trace of humor disappearing from his face, and said abruptly, "You've marked my son." Stiles barely kept his hands from flying to his neck. They were hidden underneath his collar, but he knew his dad had seen the hickeys that morning. He just didn't think he'd be mean enough to actually bring it up in front of Derek. "Dad!" Stiles wailed, but neither Derek nor his father were paying him any attention, as Derek returned his dad's stare just as seriously. "I wanted to make sure there were no misunderstandings as to my intentions." "Are you sure I'm the one you need to explain that to?" Stiles had apparently gone back to being invisible at the same time Derek and his dad had gone back to secret code speak. "I'm working on it." His dad made that humming noise again and picked up a slice of bacon, not breaking eye contact with Derek. He chewed a bit and swallowed before shooting his next bullet. "Are you ashamed it's my son?" Oh God, Stiles. Stiles is going to die. He worked at making his mouth function through the sudden absence of spit, but he wasn't fast enough. "No." Derek had his blank face on, and Stiles could practically feel the tension building in him. He aimed a kick at his dad's leg underneath the table, but even though he connected pretty solidly, his dad didn't even flinch. "You're never with him in public. You never show it things that are important to him. What should I think? What's he supposed to think?" "Dad!" Stiles hissed this time, but his father and Derek were locked in some kind of war that apparently didn't allow Stiles to be a player, because again, no one even looked at him as Derek answered, his words slow and careful. "I'm not good at those things. I don't know how to be good at those things. And he's so young. If he changes his mind, it would be easier on him." "You know he's not going to do that, though. You might be afraid of it, but you know it's not going to happen. Look at how long he waited on the Martin girl, and that was just a crush. You, though, he look." Stiles shot to his feet and slammed his hands hard enough on the table that the pitcher of orange juice wobbled at the edge, fell off, and shattered on the floor. "Stop! Just stop it!" He had been careful, so careful to keep that shit hidden from Derek. But of course his dad would figure it out, because his dad knew him better than anyone. And now he was totally exposing him, and he was only doing it because he actually thought... "Just quit!" he yelled again. "I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have done this." "Stiles." Derek's voice was quiet and intent beside him, but Stiles ignored him. "I shouldn't have done this. It's not like that, Dad, okay? It's just, it's not. I shouldn't have let you think..." "Stiles." "Shut up. I'm sorry, okay? I knew you'd be disappointed, and I probably disappoint you all the time, but this was stupid. It's not... Derek doesn't... It's not like that. And..."
Styles.
Derek jerked him back to the seat and slapped his hand over his mouth. Holy hell, Derek looked furious, and his eyes were doing that alpha red thing. How the hell can you be so smart about everything else, but such a goddamn idiot about this? Styles wanted to tell him it wasn't wise to curse around his dad, but, well, mouth covered. In what reality do you think I'd get involved with a 17-year-old if I didn't intend for it to be permanent? Styles gaped under the hand over his mouth, not just because of the word permanent, but the way Derek had spit out 17 as some kind of curse word. It's not like Styles wasn't privy to the fact that Derek was a few years older than him. And yeah, it sounded kind of weird right now since his age started with 20 and Styles still ended in teen. But Derek made it sound like he was 40 and Styles was 12. A throat clearing reminded Styles that they weren't alone. Derek dropped the hand from his mouth at the same time Styles' dad pushed away from the table and stood. He nodded to both of them. Well, boys, I've got some paperwork I need to get to, so I'll leave you two to finish eating. Derek, when you're done, come see me. I may have never dealt with werewolves, but I do have a lot of experience with teenagers. I'll share my secrets to success. When he reached the doorway to the living room, he turned around and looked back at Derek. You need to tell him. Then Styles and Derek were alone, with a table full of food, a floor covered in juice, and a big, fat elephant in the room. The silence was smothering. Styles didn't know how to break it, because he was kind of sort of positive Derek had just pretty much admitted he had serious, real, grown-up feelings for Styles. And for maybe the first time ever, Derek wasn't meeting his eyes, but instead darting them anywhere but at Styles. He didn't like it. Didn't like the idea that there might be something Derek was afraid to tell him. That there was something that could actually shake him. Derek was supposed to be the strong person here. Hey, it's okay. He nudged Derek with his shoulder. Whatever it is, it's cool. I mean, hey, if I didn't stop talking to you after you slammed my head into a steering wheel, I doubt there's much that it would help if you wouldn't look at me. Derek was glaring determinedly at the refrigerator, steeling himself for what it was he was trying to say. Okay? Styles scooted his chair until his back was to Derek's side and waited. And waited. And Derek's hand reached out to wrap around his, and Styles felt him breathe heavily against him. His voice was low as he started, and it turned out Derek had been hiding just as many things from Styles as Styles had been hiding from him. I was 14 the first time I met Kate Argent. It's late in the evening. The kitchen floor is clean. They've had lunch and dinner, and Derek is still there, talking in low tones on the couch with his dad. Styles is sprawled on the floor in front of them, working once again on his calculus. And every once in a while, he interjects a comment or takes a break by curling up underneath Derek's arm. Mainly, though, he just lets his dad handle the talking, because his dad is awesome. And it only makes sense. Styles had to get it from somewhere. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Goddess of Birth for giving Blanket permission to record her fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/399101/chapters/662726. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. This podfic was recorded for all of my Teen Wolf podfic friends on Twitter. Thanks for listening.